Yeah, good morning. You're welcome to the first Daily Digest of the week. Come to think of it, I think it's the first of the month. I'm not into happy new months and stuff like that. But it's nice. It's nice to, nice to be here after a very nice and quiet weekend. Right. Now, today is what I will call, or this week, will be a bit more of motivational week when we will be, discussing things that can improve our lives and leave the issues of government and politics for a while. Okay, because on Thursday, for example, I have Helen Amore. Helen Amore is going to discuss. No, she's a very rugged woman. I hope she doesn't mind me calling her that, but very rugged. I know a bit of her background. She was here the other time. And she's going to, we're going to discuss views, discuss issues that can get us out of poverty. My focus really is to leave all this politics and hush-popping alone and focus more on things that would help us develop. Of course, that doesn't mean we're going to leave these issues. No, not yet, but just to place me on that. And on Friday, we're going to have somebody from the Ministry of Justice. You know, there's this monthly agreement I had with them, with the Ministry of Justice, the Office of the, what's it called now? The Domestic and Sexual Violence. God will bless you, Sheriff, time and time again. So, that's what we are going to do. So we have, and of course, Diabumi will be tomorrow, of course, and my guest is the one and only Sheriff. So we're in for a ball this week.
Is that a serious thing?
It's a serious thing.
I thought you were joking.
We agreed. No, we signed.
No, we did not sign anything.
Rewind your YouTube. Rewind.
You just said it. I did not
say anything. Are you saying that I can't?
It's only you. It's only me.
So he'll be my guest tomorrow.
But that's an ambush. Well, I just said to put it out there.
Yes. Have you finished now?
Yes.
If I can go on. Now, some weeks ago, I was supposed to have this gentleman that I'm absolutely proud of. I'm bold enough to stick my, myself out there to say I'm very, very proud of him after hearing his story. And he's here. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know why he's here. He just thinks he's here for an interview. But he's here so that when you hear his story, it will be an inspiration again to our younger people. We must develop ourselves and listen to stories. Stop wasting time on social media talking negative. Listen to people who have, and don't make excuses. It's because his father was. No, there's something to learn, and I'm so proud of him. His name is Oluwatobi Ajayi. Is that right?
Yes.
I don't know if you're a chief, because this cap where you then get for your head, I don't know whether if you remove it now, or this is a Oluwatobi Ajayi is the chairman and she's the chief executive of Nord Automobiles. Now, listen, this is not it's not selling Tokumbo cars. It's not into selling to Ogbe. Usually when you want to wear Ogbe, no. Oclean, no. Nord Automobiles assemble cars here. They assemble Nord vehicles here. And I have to be very careful so I don't go and give an endorsement that I'm not supposed to give in terms of the ethics of broadcasting. But you need to take a look at those cars. I think I can safely say that. And I took a ride in one of them this morning. And I'm so proud of him. I heard his story. This ambition of assembling cars came from when you were in university, just about when you did your youth service. Is that right? I studied you, though.
That's really pleasant to hear.
Yeah, I studied you.
Really pleasant to hear. I've always, everybody has a dream.
Yes.
Every young person has a dream. And sometimes you think that dream is too big to achieve. So that was the dream then. When I was in university,
Which university was this one?
Olabisi Onabanjo University, Ogun State.
Oh, you didn't go to Unilag. Okay. We'll give you an honorary degree.
No, Olabisi Onabanjo University.
You have the spirit of Unilag in you.
Oh,
we'll give you an honorary degree, yes.
So I've always wanted to build my own auto company, just like now. For example, one dream I've not achieved now, but I want to achieve, is to send Nigerians to the moon. At the moment it looks impossible, right? But you'll be shocking that in 10 years time I'm going to do it, or in 15
he will still be young enough to do it. In 10 years time, if you send me to the moon, you can be
you
sure
will be around.
In 10 years time,
yes, you'll be around.
We'll bond you there. I know you're afraid of heights, but we'll bond you there.
I'm claustrophobic, I'm afraid of heights. By that time, I've been walking with the walking stick.
I think the only thing you should be concerned about is maybe your fear of gravity or something.
There are so many fears. Go to the moon. My children will allow it. How do you explain to my children that, well, he passed away, we had to bury him in the moon? Anyway, let's talk.
So the dream was to start to own, you know, this, I'll call it a fantasy. Own an auto firm.
So you've always been interested in cars.
Yes, but I thought it was not possible. Of course, you know, I was in university then thinking, okay, well, what will happen? But then I went to, after university, I actually wanted to be a farmer. I've always wanted to be impactful. I'm somebody that, because I'm the firstborn of my family, I think by default, you have to always look for solutions to every problem. There are always problems and... You know, as a firstborn, you always have to find...
So, yeah, the Olori-Ebi.
Olori-Ebi, number one. So I've always wanted... Whenever there's a problem, I always look out for the way to solve it, which is solution. And at that time, there's a lot of... which is still happening in Nigeria now. There's a lot of hunger in the land. A lot of people cannot eat. I see a lot of inflation because of lack of food. So I felt, you know, I'm going to be a farmer. I'm going to... My dream is to feed 1 million people or so, but... NYSC came, I served in Lagos, and I was lucky to be posted to Mercedes-Benz, Nigeria.
Can you imagine? You see the way fate works?
Yes, it's actually a very amazing story. I was actually going somewhere else, another auto company, and I just walked in there, and I told them I wanted to work there. Luckily for me, a day before, they already tried to recruit, and I think they didn't meet the standard, so they were wondering what to do. So they decided, even though they don't take offers at that time, decided to give me a try. And I scored a very high score at the test. I was one of the highest. So they were very surprised. Like, how did you do this? And I was trying to explain to them that, well, coppers went to university. You know, I'm just a year before I go into the labor market fully. So they were very impressed. And I think 2-3 interviews after, I was taken to serve there. And I think I performed very well. In fact, still being a copper, I used to attend sales managers meeting.
Are you kidding?
Yes, you can ask them. Yeah, I used to attend sales managers meeting as a copper. Yes, because I had a lot of analysis. The meetings was every Tuesday then, so I knew even before I finished NYSC that I was going to be retained, and at that time the working environment at Mercedes-Benz Nigeria was really good, so I just felt, I'm not going to the farm again. I'm going to stay here.
And then you always wanted to own, you know.
Yes. Anyway, so I started thinking about it, and my dad was in the auto industry. My dad owned an authorized dealer of Peugeot.
In those days.
Yes, those days.
505.
Those days. So I felt, okay, you know, let me start this. Then we started selling Mercedes. So the department where you build vehicles, I was trained. You go into the training department, you train on so many softwares on how to build vehicles. They just show you a lot of things about the physics of vehicles, about why to make this, what axle ratio to use, what vehicles to use.
And now today you are their competitor.
Yes, that's how life is. You know, so
if only they had known.
that's the business world.
Yes.
So after NYSC, I got retained, and within months, I think, few months after I got retained, I was saddled with the van division. I was responsible for the van division, which is like a very big promotion. That's something that normally I shouldn't have the opportunity to even be there, maybe in 5-10 years, you know. But I was there because I was always working very hard, I believe. In fact, my nickname was Onishe. You know, like it was like...
How old were you then?
I was 24. Yes, I was 24 when I became head of vans.
Really?
For Nigeria, yes.
You've heard the story now. It can be done. If you place your mind on these things and God being your helper, it definitely can be done. But I don't think it's a miracle. I'd rather not call it a miracle, but a combination of drive, God's guidance, and hard work.
Yes,
it's important.
Yes.
It's important that our young people know that. So it was for Mercedes-Benz working with them that then decided to set up... Now tell me now, Nord Automobile Limited, do you build cars, do you manufacture cars, or do you just sell cars?
So what we do is we build cars.
Build them there.
Yeah. So how do you build cars by assembling cars.
Yes.
So you import the part from all over the world.
Yes.
Components. The engine, the powertrain, the gearbox, the panel, the metal parts, the electronics, everything. you import them from different parts. So we import, for example, we import our engines from Japan. We import our steel from China. We import the electronics from China, from Germany, and from Spain. We import our transmission from France. So all these parts.
But sorry, one second. Who designed the car?
Not in partnership with two other companies, one in China, one in Germany.
Okay, so it's a partner. So are you representing or not?
No. It's Nord is a brand on its own, with its own design, its own. We are Nord.
So, yeah, I don't want to call another brand to upset you, but I need for people to know. So you're another innocent.
Yeah, a lot better.
I know, of course, I need that.
Yes, you pay for that. A lot better.
Call me Mrs. Chidi downstairs, please. Because then I have a customer for her.
Yeah, I think that's
the you come with the invoice book. Okay, let's leave it. I just wanted to get this in perspective.
Yes.
So you get the cars designed and then you assemble them here.
Yes.
Are you telling me we have an assembly plant in Lagos? You're based in Lagos?
Yes, we have two actually in Lagos.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, sir.
I never knew. To be honest with you, I come across this gentleman? Nedu drives in here with one of the biggest, you know, I'm a car freak. He drives in here with one of the biggest trucks I've ever seen. And the rest is history. I asked him, Nedu is a car, for those who know him, Nedu is a car buff.
Yeah.
So he drives in here and then I ask him, Nedu, where did you get this car? Awesome. And
it really makes no sense to bring out all your cash to buy vehicles. So we have a plan with some banks, some commercial banks to.
All right. I mean, so it's still it's still the same old story. You go to the bank, and then you sort yourself out. Companies don't give credit directly. You still just go through the bank.
Yes, because we don't have a way to recover debt if it goes bad.
Mm-hmm. And car debt can be, if you give some people some cars, you find a car in Cameroon. The man, the car, the papers, everything, domiciled, through the bus, all the way to Cameroon. Okay, now, let me take another call. Do we have anybody, female? No female yet, yes. I'd like to see one of the females try out the truck.
Yes,
They can't even get, I need a putty. Hello? I noticed that your trucks look, excuse me to use the word, they look they look a bit grotesque. Is that deliberate? It has more than the average ground clearance. Quite
yes. So
you virtually have to climb into it.
So because I'll have to mention it and I have to give them the credit, because I was trained by Mercedes-Benz and they tried to ensure that
you oppress us with this thing.
Yes, because they are really good actually. So we try to ensure that everything, we don't take anything for granted. So one of the things we do is we make sure the vehicles are for Nigeria. So in Nord, when we're designing, we understand that Nigeria is humid, Nigeria is hot. That's why when this morning, the first thing you said was, AC, you know.
Call me Mrs. Chidi.
I'm just stating fact. You don't have to say that AC. So we ensure that the AC is high. We call it high capacity AC.
Mm.
To ensure that you can cope with the climate of Nigeria. Now, the ground clearance of the vehicles are some centimeters higher, about 7 centimeters
quite
higher
than high, you know
what it should be. Yes. Because we understand that the roads in Nigeria are not so good. Mm. Not the driver's fault, not my fault, but we have to make, that's a solution, provide solution.
We have to make color.
Oh, really?
Yes. Good. Maybe she wants to take a ride in the,
truck. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Morning, ma. Who's calling?
Yeah, my name is Adebele. I'm listening to your program.
Morning, ma Adebele. How are you? Is this Adebele that I know? No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, Toby, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've been listening to you. That's quite impressive.
Thank you.
So what kind of cars do you have? Because I've been hearing trucks. Is it only trucks that you could manufacture?
No. So first of all, you can go to the website, nordmotion.com. Mm. Then, so we have more than trucks. We have the trucks. We have the buses. We have two SUVs.
Okay, fine. Look, madam, this one is a tough customer. You get it. Just go Google it.
Google it. Nordmotion.com.
This Ebele is as smart as the Ebele that I know. You must be the one. Okay, let's get off Nord a bit and talk about Nigeria, which is a safer discussion to have with you. you're virtually, I think, in your 40s now.
No. I'm 33.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I clocked 33 2 weeks ago or so, July 11th.
Is this Buba and Chokoto that made it?
Maybe I should put my cap.
Why did that slip me by when I read up about you?
Yeah.
You're so young, 33.
Yes.
And you've done this?
Yes, sir.
I'm proud of you again.
Thank you.
Are you up for adoption? because in my career, I've spoken to some unique young people. One of them is Made Kuti. I will never forget the interview I had with him. Yeah, the second. I think this one now, I have an emotional, you're 33.
Yes, yes. I think I started very early. I became the head of Vans at 24 for Nigeria, Mercedes-Benz.
Wow.
Nigeria. I was the youngest head of division deal of Middle East and Africa at that time for Mercedes-Benz. And I did very well. Within a few years, we sold a lot of vehicles and I saw the need to start my own company, which was... So I started a dealership of Mercedes-Benz called Jet Van when I was 26.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was...
He becomes sheriff. He becomes more into... Look at the way he's looking at you with that relationship.
Like I'm dazed.
I wish I could have visited you on YouTube.
Like I'm dazed.
I'm really dazed.
Yes.
I'm sure your dad is... What does your dad tell you when he sees you?
He's super proud.
He should be super proud. No.
And sometimes...
Are you married?
Yes.
And so it's not available. Because I saw the female line was blinking.
I got married last year.
So are you Christian or Muslim?
I'm a Christian.
So you can't have two wives?
No, I can't have two wives. No.
Would you ever have two wives?
No, I don't.
No stray bullet, no accidental discharge.
No. That's too much trouble.
Because the
one
wife
is enough.
Because
no, I don't think she's... I won't think, was she listening? She's going to be listening. I don't know.
Because your wife is listening. Be careful. My eyes are on you. I'm so proud of you to be at 33. You've achieved this much.
Yes.
By the way, the most crucial thing, where did you get the money to start this?
Okay.
It's important.
Very, very good question. So I would like to say how is... So when I was... I got to Mercedes-Benz when I was 22, NYSC. I served there. By 23, I was retained. By 24, I became head of Vans. Being head of Vans, I spent 3 years head of Vans. I did very well. We sold more Vans than we ever thought we were going to sell. We sold about 200 units, which we were selling just 10 every year. And that, in fact, Nigeria won the best sales team, Nigeria, for Mercedes-Benz in 2013.
Mm.
And after that, I got the opportunity to start my own company with some investors when I was 26. Then, of course, when I started the company, I became the CEO of Jet Van. There's some perks that come with being the CEO of a company, of a new company, you know. You start making some money, commissions
here and there.
So in 2020, that was 2015. In 2016, just 2 years after, at that time, we're doing so well. We're doing billions of naira in revenue, you know.
Yeah.
And it was really good. Then in 2017, the sales dropped drastically, like really badly. And the company was about to die. I was going to die if I don't do something. And what was the problem? The dollar to the naira that was 2017, became so bad. Vehicles that we could sell in 2015 for 9 million, our buses, we had to sell them to, which was landing Nigeria. We was landing our showroom at 24 million, 25
Jeez.
Million. The customers that could buy, because a lot of my customers are commercial. Mm-hmm. I like to do commercial vehicles because it's a bit more, you know, I can explain to you more that way. I can, you know, give you the naira and kobo and the reasons, the financial reasons why you have to buy it.
Mm.
And the customers, the transportation from Lagos to Abuja was still more or less the same thing. Mm. So the customers couldn't buy. So I said, okay, now these customers want to buy vehicles, but they cannot buy because they cannot afford it. So what's the next thing? The next thing is to provide them with durable vehicles, because what they want is durable vehicles, but at a very good price. So, you've been to Germany before, you've been to the factory.
Yes.
I'm fortunate to have been to all Mercedes-Benz factories in Germany, the 5 of them, Dusseldorf, Stuttgart, Vought, anywhere. So, I know that, okay, yeah, making vehicles is capital intensive, but actually something we can do. So I went to different parts of the world, China and a lot of places, Germany, and I said, okay, we'll start this. So I went to the investors back and I said, okay, let's do this. Then we didn't really agree on what to do. So with the small money I had, I thought I had a lot of money, arrogance. So I left. That was my first mistakes. And I started with my money. And I was burning out quick.
Yes.
I was in Lagos Business School then. And I started complaining to my classmates in Lagos Business School that well, this my big dream is going to die because I'm running out of money. And somebody out there introduced me to some investors. But at that time, I already built a lot of things. I already gotten some licenses. I already gotten some OEMs to commit, signed some license. And that was where the money was born in, you know, fast. And so they introduced me to some investors called, I won't mention their name here. Mm. So some investors, a British Nigerian company, and they invested, took a small part of the company.
So that would give you some relief.
Oh, big relief. Very big relief.
Yes, and the support you'll get from them.
Yeah, so that was in 2019.
So let's stop there first and let us establish that for people out there, it's not always that you can achieve these things alone.
Mm. No, you can't.
It's very, very difficult. You need investors, not just for the money, but for the contact that they will bring and trust that they will bring to the business. And stability.
Yes. Exactly. Corporate governance and the rest.
Yes.
And it gives you a bit of, now you're no more a one-man business and the rest. Mm-hmm. So I sold a part of the company to them. I retained 70% of the company and the company just, you know, grew very fast.
But that's impressive because most... In my life, in my experience, most investors would like some form of control.
Yeah.
So for them to have taken as what I would call little, quote unquote, in this context, as 30% and left you with 70, means that they had some confidence in you.
Yeah,
you're very smart. Yeah. The only regret that I have in all this story I'm hearing, the only pain,
what is it?
Is that he didn't go to University of Lagos. But... Because your
no
life
way.
Is not complete if you don't
No way, you didn't just say that.
I tell you, your life is not complete.
I went to
but we will give him an honorary degree.
Isha wants to take him at first.
We will give him an honorary degree. We need to claim him. Wow, I'm quite scared.
And so the one I want to say, maybe I can share this. So, first of all, investors don't like to invest in greenhorn. So, whatever you can do, start. The reason why they invested was because they could see.
They could see.
That was, in fact, we've already started making some sales then. You know, we've done some testing. They could see that this is real value.
Mm. Yes.
You know, and that was why they came in. If it was just new, if it was just an idea on paper, I don't think they would have come.
Well, again, it's important for you guys out there to know that also there's something called due diligence. You must get your paperwork. But before you go, I was going to ask you, what are the pressures you have at being so successful at a young age like this?
Yeah.
Pressure from friends. Mm. We can't run away from pressure from the other room. Yeah. You know, there are people like that.
Yes.
How do you discipline yourself? I'd like you to say this, not from I'm old for daddy, but for the young people out there, for them to know that you can't eat your cake and have it.
Yeah.
If you had spent half of your time clubbing, doing this, do you socialize at all?
Yeah, I do.
Heavily?
I do, because that's where businesses come from.
Yes. Oh, so you're there for a purpose.
Smart.
Yes.
You're there for a purpose. So you're not as if you just sit down and drink.
I don't go to the club just to drink. No, I've never. If I go to the club, it's because somebody has called me that let's meet somebody there or let's do something, or I'm trying to make a relationship better. You know, so that's it. So to answer your question, how do I undo the pressures, especially before I got married? So I think my dad's mistake taught me a lot. My dad made a lot of money. My mom is from a very top Ijebu family, Otumba's, you know, for you to marry Otumba's daughter. So he was doing very well and he fell because he made certain mistakes due to some, you know, distractions here and there. Mm. And I'm the first child. I saw it happen even though I was young. People drum it into my ear every day. Mm. So I try my best not to make those kind of mistakes. Mm. Yeah, the temptations can be there. But, you know, so for example, so you have a meeting tomorrow. Mm. If I have a meeting tomorrow morning, no matter who, if like tell me, let's go, and I would make sure I get my sleep so I don't get late for the meeting. So those kind of, you need to be a bit disciplined, know what you want, be punctual, make sure people understand that you have integrity, build a reputation for yourself. Because money can only come to you. People can trust you.
Mm.
So, and even when that money comes to you, for you to keep that money, people need to believe that they can do business with you. So, and for that to happen, you need to be a bit disciplined. And sometimes, when I think about this, actually, I think I lost a lot of the fun people had when they were 20, you know, in the 20s. I was talking to my wife and I was saying, I just walked all through my 20s. A lot of things that people did, I didn't do them.
Hmm.
You know, I was just walking and walking and walking. But today is paying off.
Somebody sent me a message from the UK. He says that, Uncle Jimmy, going to OOU will make you, though, the son in Agoiwe is a different one and make one feel. Yes. That he must not fail. I'm proud to be an ex-white. Who is an O-white?
Oh, you people.
Oh, you guys.
Thank God they didn't change Unilago. Yeah. You know, that day, the day they announced that there was going to be Moshu, that they said, yay, Urimio. Where which university will I be? I would be under me there. An ex-Moshu died.
Yes. So, you know, one of the reasons why OU is actually good is we have no stale. So, I went to university when I was 16. So it teaches you to be independent. And I attended military schools anyway. I attended Nigerian Navy Primary School, Nigerian Navy Secondary School. So then when I go
to university, you've been trained.
I've been trained to be. So when you know in Nigeria you need to be a lion to be able to succeed in the entrepreneurship environment in Nigeria. That's the truth. So those kind of things prepare you for all the things that
there's
you feel
there's a comment on YouTube. This person says, I currently work, his name is David Oluduwole.
Yeah.
I currently work at the Diambler plant in Bremen for Mercedes-Benz. And he says, I'm intrigued by your guest.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody here is giving you advice. And he says that, good morning, Toby. To get the size of the market, you need to make smaller and low price
Vehicles,
but if you're matching the RAV4s, that's as small as
exactly. The question says,
are you going to be making Uber friendly cars?
So let's put it this way: the cheapest vehicle, the lowest vehicle, brand new vehicle you can find anywhere in the world, even in India, is $10,000. Now, what's the value of $10,000 today? So I was telling somebody, if you want me to do something, I can create a different name. Maybe not on the Nord, because Nord is a premium brand. Maybe I'll create a different brand.
Yes.
And start something. But still, because safety is very important to me. I'm not going to create a vehicle where there won't be airbags, there won't be certain things. I won't do that.
Yes.
Now, so any vehicle I'm going to create for you will not be less than $10,000. So what is $10,000? Even $11,000, because I have to pay VAT.
And you know, we're talking dollars here, it's not Naira.
So what you do, because it's an international market, you buy your steel from the international market. Yeah.
Comrade Suki from Lekki, he says, this guy has ruggedity, but I lost it because I came from a poor home. This guy has cushion, rich parents, you must not close eyes in that. No,
my parents were not rich.
Exactly, you know, I knew.
My parents were not rich.
You know, I knew this would come up.
Yeah.
And that's why
you asked that question.
That's that question.
They should ask people in my secondary school how I used to odd Gary. They should ask my secondary school friends. They should ask them. So my parents are not rich.
People need to get this out of your mindset. Oh, it's because his parents are rich. This gentleman how old were you when he left uni?
At 16. I look at 22.
22.
Yes.
And he gave a good show of himself where he did his youth service. And since then, so don't let's be self-defeatist. Because he says that he has cushion. There's no cushion anywhere.
There's no cushion.
Abby?
There's no cushion. I wish there was a cushion, Seth.
Okay, we got to go. Toby, we got to go.
Thank you very much.
You're going to come back.
Yes.
Yes, you're going to come back.
Yes.
You're going to come back, and the next time you come, I want you to be prepared.
Okay.
We are going to make you a motivational ambassador of some sort.
Thank you.
Yes, you must give that back to our society.
Yeah, I think so.
And I will aid you in doing that. We must prepare some things to talk to our young people. We have a lot of political challenges, societal challenges. One of them is reflected here, where people just give up because my parents are not rich, therefore I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
No. I mean, you said it all. So I need that commitment from you that whenever we call you, you'll be available.
I will be.
To do that. Thank you very much. Well, that's where we'll end it for today. It's been the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I've been speaking to Oluwatobi Ajayi. He is 33. This age, is it birth certificate age or sworn declaration?
Birth certificate.
Because you know Nigerians, Nigerians have all kinds of ages. Okay. We'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you very much. We'll be back again tomorrow. My guest would be the one and only Sheriff. We'll knock off Dear Bumi tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. You don't want to miss it. See you tomorrow at 9.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.